There's a question. So this question is very good. I think it's asked by Christine. Is it? I would like to understand more about the gateway. Sadhu. This morning I had a cold. Just now when I came up, Jun Chan was there. No, it's okay. I got. Suddenly very cold. Okay. Because it's about breakfast time, I will try to answer quickly. This one, for most of you, you don't have to worry about this so-called gateway. You know, gateway is like a gate for you to enter somewhere, understand? So this is just a term. Because our nature, our true nature, you have to have a form of mind, karmically conditioned form of mind, a vehicle and a tool. Only with the form of mind that you can connect back to the nature, which is the source from where everything comes. So this gateway, you can never touch it or reach it if your mind is not completely silent without thought. That's why I want you to train your mind to have this complete silence and stillness. It's only when you can train your mind to have this silent mind until it becomes very stable, until it reaches paucity, until it reaches stability of training, where this mind has actually completely ceased without thought already. But when it's without thought, you only touch the true mind. The true mind can never cease unless you go through the gateway. The gateway got two purposes. First is to channel all of your external physical and mental energy from your thought process that you train through meditation. Whatever energy, yin yang, even psychic field or what. The problem with psychic field is when you are in the field of thought, this gateway cannot be detected. What they do is they force it through energy. That one is actually from external thought-based tempering. So sometimes they go and do all these chakra things. This chakra, they are major nerve centers that actually can release a lot of energy and control the function of this body. Some call it the miniature of this universe, because our seven chakra, the major one, actually is the same as the seven major constellation of the whole universe. That's why sometimes you look at Christianity, is it? God create, and so on. So when they say God create, it's their version. Because if you understand the Buddhist explanation of the universe is a lot clearer. If God is nature, you understand that? Mother Nature, then the meaning is the same as what they mention in their holy book. God create. Mother Nature create, you understand? That's why everything arises through Mother Nature. From nature it comes. That's why you are the miniature of this whole nature. So all these seven chakras, you open it from external using thought is tempering. Yeah, your thought is still without wisdom, still with delusion. And when you put in thought energy, there is yin yang imbalance. Then you cannot open from outside. You open from outside, it is like tempering it. That one need pure energy to go in through the gateway to actually open everything. But this one, you don't have to know or don't have to learn, because these are for people who has cultivated until they want to go the Bodhisattva way, until they want to develop perfection. Then the gateway is very important, because the gateway will transform the whole physical form and the consciousness until they become very different, until it become very fine. That's why the supramundane mind can arise. The pure mind can come out. Then when it goes in and melt, then when all this internal chakra, you use trust, you don't use thought anymore. That's why the last of the four support is trust. Trust means no mind involved. That nature just do by itself. So when it went in the pure energy, it will know where to open and where to do whatever. You don't have to do anything. You can only come near or touch it when you have wisdom. If you don't have wisdom, the gateway cannot be open. What normal people do is they use the external thought to go and note. Well, wherever you locate your mind, you give energy to it. But for us, the way I train you is to go to the silent mind first. The silent mind is the true mind without thought. That's why it's not tempering us or not. Then when you stay there at the heartbeat there, the gateway is near there, very near. Then at the heartbeat, if you can be aware and silent, this is the life force from nature. It will slow down. Slow down. Even your anapanasati, everything. Later on, maybe we get Gumoy to share. He realized the anapanasati when you do. Finally, the breathing is from here. This is what they call internal breathing. Then you like don't breathe one. It's from there. Because without this life force, without this pulse of life, there is no breathing. That's why when a person dies, the heartbeat dies. After the heartbeat dies, the breathing also stops. Then all of activity stops. That's why this is the pulse of life. This is the source of what they call your karmic force that actually through karma come and give it the pulse. As I always tell you all, the heart is where the location of the life force is, where your heart beats it, where the pulse of life is. From there, everything starts. So you have to return to that same place, because wherever it arises, there is the source it comes from. So don't have to know first. Only train your mind to be silent, heedful, so that it has this ability to stay there. So when it stays there, it actually can slowly open up this heart area. But this is not tempering, where you are not using thought, understand not? Then the other thing is, if you are sensitive to energy, after this area becomes stable, this area can become stable through a few processes. When your faith, sadha, is very strong, that faith actually is a type of mental, spiritual energy that can also open up your heart. That's why when you pay respect and bow a lot, there is a type of faith and energy that will develop. Then this heart will start to slowly open. When it open, it's not like you open a can, eh? No. Open means you become sensitive. This heart no more closed. That's why Alicia, they all experienced. Suddenly, like, last time she used to be all very close, depressed, sad, emotion all trapped inside. Then all of a sudden when he understand, then the faith developed. This retreat, she is so different, completely so different. Last time she got quite a bit of obstruction and problem when she come. Then suddenly you feel the heart like very light. The whole thing like open up and very sensitive to energy. Then can detect all the habit. That is the beginning of actually going into the real meditation. Not until you can silence your mind and stay at the heart area. The real meditation has not really started. Because only after you can do that, just like the day Mi Fong told me, now she can be aware here. You stay here. Then like Alicia is it, but you how come so funny? Now I listen from the heart. Is it? Everything now I do, I listen from the heart. Then the ear hear only vibration. Is it? Because the heart is the one that can understand. This is one the true mind is all about. And when you are with the true mind, it's not the thought anymore. Then this will transform. There is a lot of things inside the whole process. So when the condition is right, then I can share with you more. That's why I say there are so many things. Not until you develop it, you can understand and have the condition. All these are too early for you to understand. So don't go and look for it, because I don't want you to end up like those new people. Wow, everybody talk about can feel heartbeat. Then she meditate, anapanasati, come a little bit silent, then he wants to go to the heart. It's not like that on meditation. For Guma's case, he do anapanasati, repetition, but she has a past. All of a sudden, she become very quiet, very still. Then it go down to the heart by itself. Then he can feel the heartbeat. Then he realized the breathing is from here. Here, no more. That's why your breathing can become very subtle, then stop. Not really stop, but become so fine you cannot feel. Then you trace back to the source. Actually, it's from here. It's like everything is from your heart around the area. So when you understand all this, you will know how to meditate. But no hurry. All this will unfold by itself if you do the meditation correctly according to understanding. Means according to what I have explained. Okay, you better go for breakfast. It's almost 7:50. We just do the homage to Triple Gem. Then we go for breakfast. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buto on bhagavantang abhiva demi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka-saṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi. Okay, you have to move a bit quicker because breakfast already.